A Utah-related bill became a measure to help restore military pension cuts in Congress this week. How did that happen? I posed that question to Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent with the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics.
You know, this is one of those things you don't learn in a Schoolhouse Rock. You know, that old video from the 1970s and how a bill becomes law.
Of course.
That's not really how it works anymore in many ways. This was a bill intended to help the South Utah Valley Electrical Service District. Essentially, there was a paperwork mistake in 1980s that was about transferring the ownership of some property. This bill had been sitting around in the Senate for a long time and nothing had happened with it. And it turns out when the Republicans demanded if we're going to raise the debt ceiling, the nation's borrowing limit, then they wanted a compromise. They wanted a deal to help them out. And that compromise was to restore cuts to military pensions. There was like 1% cut to the cost of living for those pensions. So the House leadership says, hey, you know what? We have this Senate bill that we could just take and gut completely and fill in with this language on military pensions. So what Congress passed this week had absolutely nothing to do with the South Utah Valley electrical system. It had everything to do with military pensions. But not to worry, the House and the Senate had already passed a previous version of this bill. So the Utah thing's taken care of. And what they passed this week, even though the name of it had to be the South Utah Valley Electrical System Act, had all to do with taking care of those military pensions.
Just out of curiosity, what is the South Utah Electric? What was it again?
Yeah, it's a little complicated. Probably don't want to get into details too much, but it's the South Utah Valley Electrical Service District, I believe. And it was essentially a deal the federal government and this district had a long time ago that they meant to say that once these things were taken care of, the service district would own this system, essentially. But they didn't include that in the last bill they passed, so they had to come back and make this little fix. They made that, and they took care of pensions, so it's all good.
Interesting, Thomas. In other news, Senators Mike Lee and Ted Cruz have introduced a measure to protect states that don't want gay marriage. Any chance that this bill passes?
Probably not. We are, of course, in a Democrat-controlled Senate where they introduced the legislation, and there's not much of a possibility that Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, is going to say, you know what, let's bring up this controversial issue, make everyone vote on it. And I don't think they'd get much support out of the Democrats in the Senate either. What the bill does, essentially, is more of a message bill. It's Lee and Cruz saying that there are 33 states out there that have not approved gay marriage and don't want to approve gay marriage, and they shouldn't be forced to. As they say, the Obama administration is trying to make all these states legalize gay marriage, same-sex marriage. And this bill is essentially to protect them from being forced to do so. Of course, this bill have nothing to do with what the courts are deciding right now in the case of Utah, for example, where we're now before the 10th Circuit Court deciding whether to uphold a prohibition on gay marriage. This bill wouldn't impact that. This just has to do with the administrative stuff on the federal side.
Interesting. And I'm wondering if it would run into constitutional issues. It would seem that that in the event that the Supreme Court were to say all same-sex marriages must be legal, then this bill would no longer have any.
If somehow Lee and Cruz find a miracle way to get it through, there's a reason we call it the Supreme Court. There is supremacy in what they decide is constitutional or not constitutional, and in that case, their ruling would oversee this in some way.
Finally, Washington shut down again this week. Was there another fight over Obamacare, or what happened?
Not unless Mother Nature somehow hates the Affordable Care Act. The current D.C. shutdown has nothing to do with the fight over Obamacare or whatever Congress is doing or any problems there, and everything to do with the massive snowstorm that we just had last night and continues into the tonight, I believe. Where we've, I believe I see a foot of snow outside on Capitol Hill right now. It's kind of a good old Utah kind of snow. It's not the usual couple snowflakes that shuts down D.C. It's actually pretty problematic, and they're telling everyone to stay inside and don't go out. But don't worry, our members of Congress have already jetted out of town, so they don't have to deal with the snow.
Lucky for them. But of course, it's nothing that you're unaccustomed to, being a Utahan yourself.
Not at all. Got my snow pants and my snow shovel, and I'm set.
Great, Thomas. Well, stay warm and enjoy the snow.
Thanks, and I'll just be happy the government shut down for another couple days, right?
Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thanks, Roger.
Thomas Burr is a Washington correspondent with the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes. We speak with Burr weekly, and there is a link to Political Cornflakes on our website, kcpw.org. I'm Roger McDonough, and you're listening to The Rundown. Stay with us.